This is Kaiser Health, bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You could find them at 1-800-764-0418. You could also reach them at www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. And if any time anybody wants to call in, you could call 210-599-5555, and long distance is 1-800-299-KTSA. Today, we're going to be talking to Debbie Overland, and she's with Special Lives, and it's basically the Special Needs Education Consultant of Texas.
That's right.
And how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I read a little bit about you, but I try not to read too much because I like to learn as I go, just like everybody else listening. But just give me like a little bit about your background. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a retired or semi-retired family nurse practitioner after being with the VA and the Air Force for 33 years. And now I'm doing my passion, which is working with kiddos with special needs, especially young adults.
Young adults. And as far as how did you get into this? Why did you select that?
Well, I have a daughter, Lizzie, who's 18, who has special needs and is just a fantastic person. And my son, who's here, Chris, who is an exceptional big brother and supporter, keeps me in line. And I was just working with Lizzie through the over the years, through the transition process.
And so when you decided to do this, what was like your first steps in doing this? What made you, how did you get about going towards this type of, doing this company and creating it?
Mm-hmm.
How did you go about that?
Well, actually, I have been really fortunate connecting with people who have a great expertise, like Stephanie West. We opened a school, Monarch Academy. Stephanie's moved on to is doing much bigger things now. Also connected with Reaching Maximum Independence. Fiesta Especial. So I just found the stars, if you will, that could help me help Lizzie have a lot of opportunities that I couldn't recreate. And then Veronica Lino, who's with us,
yes,
has been real important in our
Veronica.
Lives.
We'll be talking to her a little bit about what she her involvement in it. Do y'all have a website? That's one thing I didn't find.
Yeah, you know what? We're building it right now. Actually, right before I came over, I was working with our webmaster, Jeremy Ferguson. We've got the domain and everything. It's www.speciallives.com, and just kind of run together.com. And Jeremy's working on that as we speak.
Wow.
I had one, but it was ugly.
Yeah,
Jeremy's
going
to fix it.
If y'all only, 16, 17 years ago when I started Kaiser Medical Management and I had the first website. Oh my God. It was horrible. I wish I would have taken a picture of it so I could just remember what it looked like before, but thank God I didn't.
Yeah, we're going to modernize that.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. When does that website expect it to be up and running?
Probably within about 6-7 days.
Nowadays it's like poof.
I know.
If somebody was wanting to get a hold of y'all in regards to your services, what number would you call?
210-414-7519. And through the website, we'll have a way for people to get in contact and, a form for them to fill out as far as what their exact needs are. It's kind of scary to parents these days. We've got a lot of baby boomers. We've got a lot of young adults with special needs. And we've got a lot of resources, but it's just trying to put a path together.
I'm sure that y'all have a lot of connections, but as far as, You mentioned that your daughter was one of the reasons that you put this together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that Special Lives came about because of her. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
And how did you get to the point where, as far as this particular Special Lives and I know it's special needs for educational, but what exactly do y'all do for, let's say I'm a parent and mm-hmm. I have a child with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
What are y'all doing for me? Or if I were to call you for help, mm-hmm. what is it that y'all do for us?
We're creating a path, basically. I like to describe it as a path. And to me, it needs to have four components. And I kind of liken it to a baseball game. You know, you have four, home plate and three bases. You got education. You've got jobs, job coaching. You've got the living situation. And there's about 17, 18 different types of residential living situations in Texas.
What are some of them?
Well, I don't want to call brand names, but there's living in homes, in group homes. There's mm-hmm. living in facilities, if you will. But there's a group of us that want to have inclusive living so that our young people can mingle with friends and that are, quote, neurotypical as well.
For somebody that doesn't understand mm-hmm. that concept, mm-hmm. neuro, what?
That's neurotypical is kind of a general term that's referred to, like, ourselves, although I don't think anyone would describe me as neurotypical. But you and Chris and Lenore and Stephanie Craig are neurotypical.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in this room, so, for those of you who are listening in. But as far as what about the neurotypical special mm-hmm. lives that you're talking about, mm-hmm. Can you give me an example mm-hmm. of what that means?
Well, neurotypical is like, our resources, people like Veronica and anyone that we network with who and it's just like, quote, normal. Mm-hmm. Of course, people will say, what is normal? That's why we use generally neurotypical.
Exactly.
Typical. What is typical? Those are our resources that we work with. There's a lot of agencies in the country, in state and country, but it gets very, very confusing. Right now, it's a very fragmented state of affairs. There's a lot of organizations offering a lot of benefits. So what we try to do is make a path that has the fourth part being the social part, but having those four pieces. That's what parents are scared about. They want what's going to happen.
As far as special needs, give me an example. What mm-hmm. would be categorized as special mm-hmm. needs?
One category is like IDD, intellectual disability or development disability. Lizzie, for example, and I have her consent, has P12 deletion. So
okay.
That's a chromosomal, rare chromosomal disorder. And it involves like a little bit low cognition, a little gross motor skill problems. It also, under that big, broad title of IDD, is like the Downs, autism. Autism's big, it's getting a lot of attention, a lot of press. They have real good press people, and it's a growing population. So it's like, there's lots of questions. Why is this? And we're not answering those through our consulting firm.
You're just connecting them to.
We're just trying to get resources. Yeah.
Yeah. You do something similar to what I do because mm-hmm. I don't claim to be a hospital or mm-hmm. a doctor's yes. facility, but mm-hmm. I connect the corporations to the health industry and the health industry to the corporations to for the betterment of their employees. So mm-hmm. that's a neat concept. Okay. But as far as if I was a parent
mm-hmm.
and I have a child, like, for example, mm-hmm. with you and Lizzie, mm-hmm. how did you finally realize, oh, my God, there's something different. I need to check this out.
Yeah, way back when, as an infant, she just didn't reach the milestones. And I would tell any parent that, if you're concerned, just question. You've got to advocate for your child. And because a lot of times it's, she's not rolling over, but let's give her a little bit of time, which is fine. We have had excellent pediatricians, neurologists, and so on. But you just really have to keep asking questions. Why?
So was it a physician that pointed this out, or was it just you constantly saying there's something wrong?
Actually, I noticed as a nurse practitioner, but the real person who had me come to terms was a best friend, Maggie Stahala. She said, I love you, Debbie. We were both working in the same hospital. Something is not, she had has five children and lots of grandchildren. Something is not right with Lizzie. Read my lips. And that really was kind of a wake up call. And I said, you know what? I got to get real aggressive.
Is Lizzie your oldest or?
She's younger. She's 18. Chris is 21.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I'm thinking of it. Well, I could see that you not realizing it if she was your older because it's, never had a child before.
Yeah.
And so you didn't know what to expect. But, so what, when you finally, I'm thinking like if I just had a child,
sure.
somebody listening that
sure.
just is not sure and they're probably thinking the same thing and looking mm-hmm. at their child like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going through the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I want to know what mm-hmm. it is that I should be looking for.
Yeah. You don't want to encourage you to be paranoid or anything, but if you have a gut feeling that something's just not right, a lot of times, for many reasons, you can deny. You can be in a little chronic sorrow. You know, I kind of know this, but I'm just hoping we'll get through this phase and everything's going to be okay. It takes a lot of courage, you know, to face up. I would say trust your gut. And if it's the fact that their friends walking at 8 months and they're 9 months, you know, sure, it might take a little bit of time. But trust your gut if your child's not making eye contact, if they're not walking, if they're not potty trained and they're 3 years old or 4 years old or 5 years old. I mean, you know, you hopefully yeah. haven't waited that long, but stay in touch with your primary care or your child's primary care doctor and friends, and listen to your friends when they're going, looking at you. I know this is radio, not TV, but they look at you like, you know, she just doesn't get it.
It's really hard for your friends to point that out to you because they probably don't want you to get upset or mm-hmm. get mad. And so for a friend mm-hmm. to do that tells a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned something that you emailed me about. How do you connect with the stars? What exactly did you mean with that?
Well, I say I do that. And then a good friend who's a director said, oh, Debbie, everybody connects stars. But what I do is if you will, put it out in the universe, you know, and concentrate or meditate, you know, on whatever the problem is. Because I find when I try to control things and find stars, you know, okay, who's going to help me with this problem? It gets very confusing and very messy. So I just kind of relax a little bit. And sure enough, I meet people, organizations, companies, businesses, Lenore's.
It's something in the concept of that book, Secrets.
You
draw what you your karma is.
But
you know, there's a lot to be said about that because you've surrounded yourself with a lot of great people. I think mm-hmm. I read somewhere that you do something with Morgan Wonderland.
Yes, actually a group of us, 18 families, started Monarch Academy at Morgan's Wonderland. And it was a great experience. Poor Stephanie was the brunt of it because in 4 months she opened the school. And like I say now, she's was our founding principal, has gone on to do kind of bigger and greater things. But it was quite an experience. We just didn't like what was happening in education, so we said, okay, well, let's just go start a school. And there was a veterinarian and my friend Maggie Hartman and Gordon and motley group of us. And then Stephanie had to come in. 30 applicants later, we found Stephanie. And she came in and put everything together with her background. She has a huge special ed and ABA background, so it's a super school.
When did that start?
In 2011.
Wow, yeah. So it hasn't been around that long.
No.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go. I want to talk more about that, but we're gonna take a break. And when we get back, we'll be discussing the schooling for special needs kids. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Kaiser Health Talk, and this is Lenore Kaiser.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk. And this show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can find them at 1-800-764-0418. You could also find them at www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. Before we get on with some questions that I have for Debbie, I'm going to take a caller Mike, and he probably has a question for you.
Okay.
Hi, Mike.
I was wondering if your guest could repeat the phone number that she gave earlier, as well as the website, and in addition, if there is any sort of a clearinghouse for group homes for different types of special need adults, for example, those who have rare chromosomal disorders or cardio issues, because that seems to be the real concern now, is that parental caretakers, particularly if they have adult disabled children, are unable to fully provide for them in their own home, and many cases are, you know, too old to really do a good job. And it seems like there's a need for sort of a special need group home. I know that the National Association of Mental Illness has certain facilities, but I'm just wondering, you were mentioning about sort of a inclusive nature of having group homes, if there would be anything like that. I don't know if Gordon Hartman has even considered that direction, given his daughter Morgan, but that that seems to be an area where it's hard for folks to figure out where could they actually find a possibility an adult child.
Yeah, the question comes up, Mike. You pose a very, very good question, and there is a huge group of us, and I'm not saying you are, but for myself, of baby boomers, and then a huge group of young adults. First of all, the phone number is 210-414-7519, and the website, we're building a new, fancier one, hopefully. I know Jeremy will do a great job, Special Lives, and it's just SPECIALIVES.com. But one of my favorite organizations, and I have bias, I try not to mention brands or anything, but this is one of the stars that I connected with, Reaching Maximum Independence, RMI.org, www.rmihomes.org. They've been around for about 30 years. They have vision, they have, you know, living in residences and so on. And there's others in the city, Mission Roads or Mission Trails, and you know, there are some others. I fell in love with Reaching Maximum Independence because they sponsored a Fiesta Especial, a first ever royal court. Lizzie got involved with that. It was a fabulous adventure for her. Great exposure. The community has learned a lot. Lizzie has learned a lot, and her other friends on the royal court. But the other thing is, it's sponsored and hosted through Reaching Maximum Independence. I had the honor of meeting Melanie Cawthorn, and by the way, they're taking nominations for another royal court for 2014. I would highly recommend. We've had children with tracheotomies. Children wheelchair bound, you know, that have been pages and princesses and whatever. But I'd highly recommend you look up the site, www.rmihomes.org, and also the www.fiestaespecial, F as in father, I-E-S-T-A, and then E-S-P-E-C-I-A-L.com. That is an incredible organization, and I'm connected to that. They don't pay me, so I'm just a volunteer. I need to pay them a lot. I need to donate everything. I told them I'm a lifelong volunteer. So that's one organization. There's many others, and there are some other private ones. The only one I can really say I have a great experience with is the RMI.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions, Mike?
Well, is there, does Gordon Hartman and Morgan's Wonderland, is there any possibility that they might construct a group home?
Not to my knowledge right now, and I'm close, you know, to Gordon and Maggie. Our girls went to school since sixth grade, but Gordon's got his fingers in all kinds of things. That man's incredible. But not to my knowledge. But you might, you know, contact or ask the question on the Morgan's Wonderland site or the Hartman Family Foundation site. There's the Hartman Family Foundation.
Right. .com.
You might, you know, ask him. You never know with
you may put an idea in his head.
right. Does everything else.
I think they still have room as far as land, so you never know.
Yeah. Actually, there's going to be a Teleton. There's a rehab hospital going in that's been announced and in the news. So
yeah, that's part. Yeah. I took a tour of the facility, and they have a lot of land around that area, so they have room to grow. But you never know. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And one other quick question is, does the San Antonio Housing Authority really have anything that's like this for special need indigent adults?
My friend Pam Kelly knows all about the the codes at RMI, the codes, and I can't keep it all in my head. That's where I connect these stars. These stars know. I don't know, but I know who to go to. The housing authority, she would probably better know if you look at their site, what's available. I do know one thing. I've heard her mention that sometimes through the housing authority in the past, or through, these organizations in the past, because of state and federal laws, we'll have special needs. It'll be an area, though, that also services, people with, for example, drug addiction, issues and or whatever. I'm not, I hate to pick one thing, but other disabilities. And we don't really want to expose our population. They're very vulnerable, to all populations.
Yeah, and Mission Road Ministries also has homes on site that children with needs are at. They're one of my clients, actually.
Oh, super.
And so that I do know, because we have to go there once a month, and they literally have 24-hour, 7 care for special needs kids of all sorts. And they range, their needs are from drastic to children or up to 17 that are manageable on their own but just need that extra care. So they have some great resources as well.
And now that you mention that, and this is why I keep stars around, because my brain. So I tell you, there's nothing neurotypical here. Maggie and Gordon, we're donating and helping Mission Roads, now that you mentioned that, before Maggie got pregnant with Morgs. And they are associated. They've been helping them out for years before they even had a special needs child.
Yeah, there's a lot of history there. That piece of property was actually donated for that purpose. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the original homes are still on that piece of land and are utilized for, HR and the whole shenanigans to feed them, the cafeteria, everything. So I got a tour of that as well.
Super.
Well, thank you very much for the information.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, we think alike. We said the same thing.
Yeah. We've been kind of chatting back and forth. I'm your fan club on LinkedIn.
Well, I was wanting to get back to the Monarch, the schooling, because I want to ask some questions.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, how did that come about? And and I know it's been around for a few years, but how did y'all come up with the name as well?
Oh, well, in 2011, there was a group of us about in the spring that just weren't happy with, I often say with affection, special needs families are a group to be to contend with sometimes. We tend to be a little feisty, and we're so used to fighting, if you will, for our kiddos. But there was about 18 families, and we just weren't happy with what we were seeing in education. So we decided to form our own, and Monarch, we tried to go with a theme that had something to do with Morgan's Wonderland. And I don't know if you've seen the hands. And one time we thought Mariposa, one of the first donations I had asked for, I texted. Actually, my husband's on the board of Professional Contract Services, Inc. That's another star. And I texted him and said, call Carol and see if there can be a donation to Mariposa. And then we changed the name like the next week. He's like, oh, no. So this is what Stephanie had to live through, is a bunch of parents like this.
Oh, yeah. You also wanted something easy enough to remember and say. Depending if you're like. You'll say Mariposa.
I know. Not everybody's. But Monarch is, the butterfly. And it's part of the theme, because there's a real sweet story and a sweet book about Morgan and butterflies, and
that's a nice little story behind it. So if anybody wants to call and ask more questions, they could call 210-599-5555. Long distance is 1-800-299-KTSA. And by the way, all this information, if you're driving around and can't write this information down and need to connect with Debbie, will be on Kaiser Health Talk tomorrow, along with a podcast, so you could listen to it again if you need to. I did want to ask you who's Victor Frankl?
Oh gosh, this one. Victor Frankl was a physician that was in the concentration camps. Just someone I've studied, one of several people. But he was a psychiatrist. He was tortured horribly, horrific torture. But he is one of these people that kind of rose above that. And one of the sayings that just always sticks in my head is, the greatest hunger of the human soul is to be understood. And I believe that's true of all of us, you know.
Regardless if you have special needs or not.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned something in regards to his teachings. How does his teachings work?
Well, it's basically that, for example, they would serve him a bowl of fish head and dirty water. I've read, you know, some of his books. A fish head and just dirty water, filthy water. And this is also, I mean, they did some very, very horrific experiments on him as a physician. It was horrible. But he rose above that. But he would take that fish head and dirty water floating around and turn it into something beautiful in his mind. It just shows me the power of what you can do.
Mind over matter.
Yeah, under horrible circumstances.
Yeah, and I'm sure you used his philosophy mm-hmm. to get through some of the mm-hmm. roadblocks and mm-hmm. some obstacles that you had with Lizzie and mm-hmm. having to deal with trying to get her in the right spot.
Absolutely.
And what happened with your situation with your daughter?
As far as
going through the process of, mm-hmm. getting her where she needed to go.
Of course, many, many doctor's appointments. There, you know, some super doctors, but many appointments from here to here to here to here. A lot of times, special needs families are so busy going to, you know, doctor's appointments to get diagnoses, to get therapists, to get.
And every doctor has a different diagnosis.
Yeah, or they, you know, refer to you have PT, OT, speech, you know, and so families get really tied up into doing those things. Then all of a sudden, boom, your child is 14, and in 4 years they're going to be considered in the state of, well, anywhere 18 as an adult, and so you need to look at guardianship and, you know, other issues. 18 to 22 they get, you know, they still have some services as far as education. 23, boom, they're gone. You know, the services a lot of times are pulled out. You know, there are resources, but I think a lot of times families are so busy going to doctors and therapists.
Just dealing with the present.
And then before you know it, at 14, and in 2011, it was like Lizzie was already 15 and I was just filling footsteps behind me. So I was thinking transition. And that's why I thought special lives, because to me it's a big population and it's a big worry, and it doesn't need to be.
At the age of 18, mm-hmm. Where is she in real mm-hmm. real years?
Yeah, she's more like a second grader, more like 12, 13. You know, definitely likes boys and, a lot of typical things. And, Dr. Marks, a very excellent doctor that retired, once explained, looking at Lizzie and maybe looking at, you know, some of our other young people, it's like looking through Swiss cheese. There's holes of brilliance. You know, she's got a great personality, a great sense of humor because of her brother. I think he's her superhero. But then there's these opaque areas. It's just really hard to get
connect
through.
The dots.
Yeah, just hard to get through.
Well, we're going to take a break, but I do want to get to something that you wrote down that I want to know about, which is called professional contract services.
Oh,
I want you to tell me a little bit about them. So when we get back, we'll be talking about that. But if you want to call in, call 210-599-5555. This is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can find them at www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. And this is Lenore Kaiser. You're listening to Kaiser Health Talk.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk. This show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can find them at www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com, and you can also find them at 1-800-764-0418 for all your corporate wellness needs. And we are talking to Debbie Overland, and we're talking about special needs. And I know that we left off with, I wanted to ask you about the professional contract services, because I want to know a little bit about them.
A fabulous organization. Professional Contract Services, Inc., PCSI, we call them. They are a nonprofit. Nationally, they find jobs for people with disability. Well, recently, somehow, connecting the dots and working with Vanessa Ferguson, who is a rehab job development person, who's another amazing resource, they have agreed to come to San Antonio and work with our individuals with cognitive disabilities. So it's a great thing for San Antonio. I can't share all of what their plans are yet.
You know, and I'm glad I even I actually know somebody that could use this service because I have my personal trainer, his brother got into a motorcycle accident, mm-hmm. and ever since then, he's a special needs mm-hmm. person. And one of the things that, you know, Walmart hired him mm-hmm. for a short time during Christmas time, but mm-hmm. just to have that consistent job, I mean, he's functional in so many ways, but he's still special needs. Mm-hmm. And that's a good website. So if anybody needs that website, is www.pcsiinc.com. And again, this will be on the website tomorrow on kaiserhealthtalk.com in case you didn't write that down. But so they're coming to San Antonio. Mm-hmm. They're going to be here. I'm just helping mm-hmm. y'all get situated to do the same thing.
What they're doing, they're one of the pieces, you know, because there's four pieces, and jobs and job coaching is one. And what they're going to do is work with cognitive disabilities and not recreate the wheel, but work with organizations that already, you know, work with our young people with special needs. It could be public or private, you know, it could be Monarch, it could be Nellie Reddix, it could be, you know, whoever. But they are going to be employing individuals with cognitive disability, which is really, it's odd, but we don't even have a temporary service or a temporary staffing agency. It's, you know,
that'd be neat if somebody came up with something like that.
Well, there's Prima Staffing. That's another organization
that's awesome.
In town. Prima Staffing, www.primastaffing.com. They're new to San Antonio, an international firm.
And they work with special needs?
Well, actually, they don't. They're a for-profit. They work with white-collar jobs, you know, clients seeking IT, banking, healthcare people, and then also people looking for jobs.
Okay.
And knowing Brian, I did not get his permission to talk about it, but that's just bad. But they're
we're
friends.
We're just talking.
They're in North Carolina. They probably, let's not give them the website. Don't look at Facebook tonight, Kim. His wife.
Oh, there you go.
She's also a mom book. They said that they would, because RMI, Melanie said, you know, Deb, if we even had a temporary agency to help us get our foot in the door, that would be a big help. Just give us a chance, you know, with some of our individuals. And, you know, Pam Kelly has also been working with a group of individuals as far as getting, you know, some IT jobs, you know, autism. So anyway, Brian said, sure, you know, I'll look at it. And it's an education process. I mean, he didn't know. You know, I mean, he's worked with special
needs. And there's some benefits to hiring special needs, am mm-hmm. I correct, as far
yeah.
as a corporation, mm-hmm. Tax breaks and so forth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of times they'll tell you there's more detriment. You know, they think there is. Not really, but they think there's more liability involved as far as insurances and stuff. Actually, our individuals with special needs, and I think Stephanie can vouch for this, they are the best workers, if you will. They show up. Lizzie, even being a duchess with Fiesta Special, that's her job. She puts that tiara on, and we go shake hands or whatever we do. People are taking pictures. I have actually got pictures where we get back home, and she's laying down, you know, face down in a chair with her bottom on one chair and laying down in the other, because it's a job. They want a purpose like everybody
yeah,
else.
Absolutely. I mean, that's nice that they even – mm-hmm. Have services like that to mm-hmm. help them get a job.
Mm-hmm.
I know the only place I know in town that actually does stuff like that is Walmart. So,
mm-hmm. There's River, Readers, one of the groups that met with us last week, River City, group. They work with DARS actually mm-hmm. in helping people get jobs. But see, it's like who you know, if you happen to know someone that knows someone mm-hmm. type thing. So the gentleman that, you know, Mike asked about a clearing house as far as living. That's what I'm hoping to do with our special lives, with our paths. You know, we've worked with several families, but.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. I want to know who Vanessa is. She's the one that, and what her relationship is with professional contract services.
She's amazing. She is the job, she's a rehab, and she goes out to see if there are populations or groups, you know, that they can hire. And if there are jobs, and they go all over the country. I think they're a lot in 9 states. They've done a lot of government contracts.
So she goes to the corporations, or she finds the special needs?
Both.
Oh.
Yeah. She goes to see if, through government contracts, and now it's, you know, going to be different for San Antonio, will be a first, but, she works with, private, and will be doing so with San Antonio organizations and government contracts, and tries to see if there's a match. Are there enough individuals with disability, you know, because it's been physical, mostly disability in our veteran population in the past, but, you know, they're reaching out a little differently to us, in San Antonio as a trial, you know, or, they'll be doing it more, but they want to kind of start with a small group. And then she sees that, you know, are there clients, and are there people to work, and are there jobs for them to work in, and then does the matching, and is an awesome communicator, brings people to the table.
So is that already in place in San Antonio, or is it coming to San Antonio?
I would say it's in place. I mean, it's going to be developing more and more and more. There's going to be more information about it, but. But we had a meeting last week, so.
And, cool. Who's Melanie Cawthorn?
She's with Reaching Maximum Independence, and Melanie's their, development, you know, director of marketing.
So they work together in some form or fashion?
Oh, it's like we're all working together.
Yeah, well, that's true.
These
that's
stars,
true.
But she's with Reaching Maximum Independence, and, you know, because they do a lot of job coaching, and also they have the housing, market. So it's like we're all kind of pulling together. What resources do you have? What do you do? What do you
know, connect the dots. Connect the dots. That's exactly what
stars.
Refresh my memory. What's the purpose for the Reaching Maximum Independence? What exactly do they do?
They work with individuals with disability and find jobs, or help them with job coaching, and also with housing. You know, one of the issues everybody's facing is the reduction in Medicare, Medicaid, you know, those kinds of benefits. So they will work with, you know, like groups of families, you know, like Pam, and Pam's a visionary. She's open. She's like, Deb, find me 7 families, and I'll find you some place for you all to have an apartment. They have a North Side Center apartments. They do supervision, you know, with the goal of people being as independent as possible. She's got a lot of high-functioning individuals with autism. She's getting IT jobs for, so it's kind of the sky's the limit with them, which is great. That's why I love them.
It's a good resource. So if anybody wants to check out their website, it's www.rmihomes.com. I do want to get to Veronica Lino, who's been so quiet over here. I want to know what your connection is. How are you, Veronica?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What is your connection with the pieces here as far as special needs?
That's a very good question. Well, I actually was a PE teacher at Morgan's Wonderland at Monarch Academy. Was that last year? So I actually connected with the kids, and I was very, you know, passionate about what I did with them. And so I left that situation. I began a fitness program in San Antonio, and then me and Debbie connected via social media. And that's kind of where the pieces came together. In the future, what I look forward to doing with Debbie and her STARS path is actually offering an opportunity for the special needs community to come in and kind of assist in my program, kind of give them purpose as well in that area, in that aspect.
So do those children or special needs individuals, how is teaching them, you know, exercise different than just a normal individual?
Well, for me, one thing I didn't see in them was a difference. And I guess that increased my passion for them. Because I see with special needs, a lot of people tend to feel sorry for them. But that's something that I don't do. I just see a child.
Okay.
So I want to pull the best out of them and just build them into something that they think they can't. They may not
give them the
that
confidence.
They can do. Right. So that's more of what I do.
Well, that's awesome. I like that. We're going to be taking a break, and I want to get to, we're running out of time, but I do want to know what your ultimate goal and purpose is. So that we'll get to that in a little bit. You're listening to Kaiser Health Talk, and this is Lenore Kaiser.
bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can reach them at www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com and at 1-800-764-0418 for all your corporate and wellness needs for your corporations and your employees. And we are talking to Debbie Overland, and it's about special needs. Mm-hmm. But I do want to get to your ultimate goal and your purpose for your corporation mm-hmm. that you have. And mm-hmm. you did this for your daughter, Lizzie. Mm-hmm. You started it because of her. But what is your ultimate goal?
I want to create a model. And other states or counties, you know, can emulate it. And if someone's doing it, would you please let me know? Because I haven't found quite the thing. But it's going to have four pieces. You know, it will have the job, or first of all, of course, you know, education, post-secondary education, public or private, job coaching, and then really acceptable living arrangements, inclusive living arrangements. And there are a couple places in the United States and I think in Canada and the UK that do this. But and also the most important piece, the fourth piece, is the social. Our young people need a social network too. You know, Lizzie's very social. I know on Facebook, I have, and their parents know, a couple of young people, a couple of years older than Lizzie will see that I'm on Facebook and they say, "Hi, Miss Overland. What are you doing? You know, how's your son?" You know, "Great, great. Okay. See you later." I mean, so it tells me they're reaching out. Susan Pomerlo, our sheriff, you know, one time had mentioned having something for, like, you know, people with white collar crimes, could even make a phone call in the evening for 5 minutes. "How are you doing?" Of course, it would be, you know, monitored or whatever, but.
Absolutely. So, well, I mean, if there's anybody out there listening that has some type of form of any of these, I hope that you reach out to Debbie. She could be mm-hmm. reached at 210-414-7519. And their website will be up soon, but that's speciallives.com, and it's only one L. If there's any last-minute calls, we have about 3 minutes left. You could call 210-599-5555. If you're long distance, it's 1-800-299-KTSA. As far as, because I know that there's, you seem to connect the dots with everybody that either does something with education, somebody that does mm-hmm. things with jobs. So it would be pretty cool if mm-hmm. you could bring all those together as a mm-hmm. unity, and you seem to be the connect the dot gal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Love it. Love it.
But as far as, so your purpose for your organization that you created is to bring them all together, correct?
Yes, to have models or entities so that our their special lives, you know, everybody has a special life. You know, back to Viktor Frankl, everybody's got a purpose. Everybody wants to be understood. They do too. And they bring some, you know, our young people's special needs, you know, have a special path, and they bring some phenomenal things to the table. You would not believe. Gabe and Lizzie brighten a room when they walk in. So why not capitalize on that and have them be the ambassadors? Richard Pettis for San Antonio Chamber. Just dropping names, but or somebody. Hint, hint. I don't know. Yeah, or somebody. We have a lot of good chambers.
So how do you envision to bring all this together as far as?
It'll be what we've started so far with PCSI. For example, it might not be on the same campus, you know, or something, but it'll be, okay, here's this network, you know. This is a network parent, you know, Jane Doe that you can connect with in your part of the city. This is another network, you know, that you can connect with that has job, you know, the job or the education, job coaching, the living arrangement that's appropriate, and the social part. That's what people are terrified about.
And we got less than a minute mm-hmm. left, but mm-hmm. What are you looking for from the community?
Money? No. Referrals? Money,
hey,
always.
I like a woman that gets right to the point.
Yeah, money. I'm a closer. How much?
Yeah,
are you
exactly.
willing to donate, Kaiser?
And notice that the music is going off right when you say that. But please contact her at 210-414-7519. I appreciate y'all listening, and you're listening to Kaiser Health Talk, and my name is Lenore Kaiser.